Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series The Path of Faith and inshallah azza wa jal in today's episode and program we are going to discuss the destructive nature of jealousy. And yes, it is so destructive and it is a fire that consumes virtues like no other. Before we dive deep into our today's discussion, let's inshallah azza wa jal remember to recite salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this regard, there is a wonderful hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, it is stated on page number one of the book Hasad, published by Maktabatul Madina, that there was a person who had this special privilege of attending the royal court of the king daily. He would stand before the king and give advice. What advice he would give? Return the favor of anyone who does a favor upon you and do not bother about the one who does evil, for the one who is evil, his evil is sufficient for him. On account of his good advice, the king loved him dearly. Seeing the respect and love displayed by the king for this favorite person, a courtier got very jealous and with his immense jealousy and desiring to destroy the respect for this person, he went and lied to the king that, Your Majesty, this person talks bad things about you to the other people, saying that you have a bad breath. When the king heard about it, he said, Do you have any proof? The jealous person replied, Your Majesty, call him close to you tomorrow and observe how he will cover his nose with his hand when you speak to him. The next day, the jealous man invited this favorite person to his house. The jealous man served him gravy that had excessive amount of raw garlic. After this meal, as was his routine, this person went to the court of the king to advise him. The king called him closer. As he got closer to advise the king, he decided to place his hand over his mouth, lest the bad smell of raw garlic offend the king. His intention was good. Seeing this, the king was convinced that the courtier had told him the truth. The king issued a royal decree in writing stating this order that as soon as this person comes to you with my letter, cut off his head and stuff his corpse with straw and return it to me. It was a habit of the king that when he wanted to reward someone, he would write a letter with his own hand. And besides this, he would not write down anything else with his own hand. However, on this occasion, the king, on the contrary to his usual practice, he wrote a decree of punishment. When this favorite person of the king came out of the royal court, the jealous person asked him as to what he had in his hand. He replied that the king had given me a sealed letter to deliver to so-and-so official. The jealous person, considering the past practice of the king in rewarding people in this manner, he was overcome with greed, so he requested the letter. This person, considering the higher status of this courtier, handed over the letter to him. All right, here you take it and deliver it. This jealous person delivered the letter to the official and requested his reward, thinking there was an order to give reward. The official retorted that the instruction in the letter is to kill the one who delivers it. The jealous person became furious and he was overcome with immense fear and began pleading with great humility that indeed the king had not issued this order for him, but it was for someone else. He begged the official to verify this with the king. Turning a deaf ear to his plea, the governor said, "There is no need to inquire about it. We are duty-bound to carry out the king's order." After saying this, he was executed. The next day, this favorite person of the king visited the royal court as usual and repeated the same advice while standing in front of the king. Upon seeing him alive, the king asked, "What about the letter I gave you yesterday?" He replied that, "I met your courtier on my way to the officer and he asked me to give it to him. So I handed him the letter, which he delivered to the officer." The king said, "He had informed me that you used to tell people that I have bad breath. Is that true?" He replied, "Your Majesty, I have never had such an opinion about you." The king asked, "Why did you place your hand over your mouth when you got closer to me yesterday?" He replied that, "Your Majesty, before I came to your royal court, this courtier had invited me to a meal which contained a large amount of raw garlic, and I did not wish to offend you with the smell." The king understood the entire matter and requested that in the future, when you advise me, add this statement as well. What was the statement that was added? "For the destruction of a person, his evil is sufficient for him, as happened with this envious person." Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This parable, it teaches us a very important lesson. As we have seen how jealousy and greed caused this courtier to hatch such an evil plan. Deplorable and shameful conspiracy, but it resulted in his own destruction. As the saying goes, whoever digs a hole for someone else, he himself falls in it. We have learned through this parable that we should not feel envious of other people's blessings and possessions. Nor should we wish for them to be deprived of their blessings, because the bestower of all blessings is our Creator and the absolute ruler, Allah Almighty. And He Azza wa Jal is self-sufficient. He Azza wa Jal is free to bless whomever He wills. And who are we to object or complain regarding His allotment, whom He gives what? Remember that envy and jealousy is a very destructive habit, a very bad quality indeed, and a major sin. A jealous person is consumed by a self-destructive fire that suffocates him and inflames his entire life. He is deprived of peace and contentment. Unfortunately, this disease is menacingly rampant in our own society. The majority are afflicted by this calamity. People become envious of others' educational skills, greater intelligence, abundance of wealth, honor and virtue, and excellent job and dignity. It is such a heinous act that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, "Al-hasadu ya'kulu al-hasanati kama ta'kulu an-naru al-hatab." That jealousy consumes good deeds as fire consumes wood. In another blessed hadith, in order to establish brotherhood and harmony, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "Do not be jealous of one another. Do not bear malice and hatred towards one another. And do not speak ill of one another behind each other's back. And O slaves of Allah, live as brothers." Subhanallah. What a beautiful advice. The renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah, he has stated that evil assumptions, envy, malice, etc. are those acts which diminish love. Whereas Islamic brotherhood requires love. Therefore, overcome these faults so you may become brothers to one another. So we come to know that jealousy is such a heinous act that not only it ruins our virtuous deeds, but also breeds malice, hatred, and enmity by destroying love and brotherhood among Muslims. Therefore, Alongside all other internal diseases, we should also stay away from jealousy in order to save ourselves from this destructive malady. Let's inshallah listen to the definition of jealousy. What constitutes jealousy? What is jealousy that we are speaking of? What is the actual definition of it? Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunnah Ahmad Barakatum Al-Aliya, he has stated on page 13 of his book, Causes of Bad End, the definition of jealousy, and it is Al-Hasadu أن تتمنى زوال نعمة المحسود إليك. Hasad, aka jealousy, means desiring the loss of the blessings of the mashhud, meaning the one towards whom jealousy is displayed, and desiring the same blessing for yourself. And from this definition, we come to know that if a person sees another person's blessings and has a desire for that blessing to be taken away from him and given to himself instead, then it is jealousy. For example, if a person wishes, because of hatred, that so-and-so famous or respected person to be disgraced and that he becomes famous instead, this desire is termed as jealousy. Similarly, if someone wishes that so-and-so wealthy person becomes poor and that he must in return become wealthy instead, this type of wish is also an example of jealousy. However, ghibta, rashk, is permissible. And this is to desire a blessing in such a way that the blessing remains with the other people and he is also blessed with this virtue. He does not desire the downfall of others but has a desire for his own progress. This is known as ghibta. Or tanafus, envy that is free from malice. Remember that feeling jealous and then committing sins like lying, tale-telling, backbiting, and disgracing others due to it are haram actions leading to hell. Whilst condemning those who are jealous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Baqarah that many people of the book desired if only they could turn you to disbelief after faith out of sheer jealousy of their hearts. Even after this, that the truth has completely manifested upon them. So leave and overlook them until Allah issues His command. Undoubtedly, Allah is powerful over everything. It is stated in Surah An-Nisa, Oh, do they envy people, meaning Muslims, over that what Allah has bestowed upon them from His grace? It is stated in another place, And do not long for things by which Allah has given superiority to some of you over others. You have just listened to these verses of the Holy Quran where Allah Almighty has commanded us to refrain from this heinous act of jealousy. Every Muslim ought to avoid this evil habit. The blessed and beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also instructed us to avoid this deadly disease. So inshallah azza wa jal, in this regard, listen to a few ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to enlighten our hearts and mind. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that jealousy damages faith, iman, in the same way that aloe, a coagulated juice from a bitter tree, spoils honey. In the second hadith, sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Do not transgress when you feel jealousy. Discard suspicion. And when you sense an evil omen about any work, then do it, having trust in Allah Almighty. In the third hadith, sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, La yazalu an-nasu bi khairin ma lam yatahasadu. People will remain in a state of goodness as long as they do not get jealous of each other. And in another hadith, the greatest and the holiest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, The disease of the previous nations will spread amongst you, and it is jealousy and animosity. And it, meaning jealousy and animosity, is like a razor. However, this razor shaves faith, not hair. By the one in whose hand is my soul, you will not enter paradise until you become believers, and you cannot become complete believers until you love one another. Shall I not tell you of that action which will strengthen love between you? Spread the greeting of salam among yourselves. Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us the antidote of this deadly poison of jealousy and hatred. Through this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we come to know that jealousy is so dangerous for one's faith that it ruins faith just as an aloe ruins honey. We should also try to refrain from this internal malady, because the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, people will remain in peace for as long as they do not have jealousy. In order to save ourselves from malice and jealousy and to develop brotherhood and love, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has instructed us to spread the greeting of salam. Therefore, we should also adopt the habit of paying salam to each other and shaking hands according to the sunnah. Whenever we meet others, we should do this. This is pious deed number 6 from many other instructions given by Amir Sunnah Dawat Barakatuh Mullah Aliya. Let's find out. He has written, today, whilst coming and going to the office or returning home on the bus, train, etc., or whilst walking through the road, did you greet Muslims with salam? Subhanallah, it's a beautiful reminder. And we should get into the habit of paying each other salam. This is, subhanallah, the universal greetings of peace for mankind. May Allah Almighty grant us ability to act upon this. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Dear viewers, Allah Almighty has encouraged us in the Holy Quran to greet one another with salam. Hence, He has stated, and when someone greets you with some words of greeting, respond therefore with words better than that, or return the same. The Imam of Ahl-Sunnah, the reviver of the Ummah, Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, has stated on page 409 of Fatawa Radawiyah, volume 22, that one should at least say the words Assalamu alaykum. It is better to add wa rahmatullahi, and it would be best to add wa barakatuhu to the end, but nothing more than that. The one replying must say at least the same words. However, it is better to add the aforementioned words. For example, if one is greeted with Assalamu alaikum, then one should reply with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If he is greeted with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then he should reply with Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And if one is greeted with the full salam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, then one should reply with the same words, but nothing more. Dear brothers, we ought to act upon the statement of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and keep our hearts free from envy and malice by being the first to greet one another, to pay salam to those who are younger than us and to those who are older than us. If ever we feel jealousy in our hearts towards any Muslim, then we should repent at once, fearing that the punishment of Allah Almighty may befall. Let it not be that Allah Almighty becomes displeased with us due to this satanic act, and we might destroy our worldly life and the life of the hereafter. Remember that jealousy was the first sin committed in the heavens, which was committed by Shaitan. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah ta'ala has reported that the first disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which was committed, it is through jealousy. Iblis, the cursed, refused to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and it is this jealousy which provoked him to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers, Shaitan destroyed himself by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now his intent is on ruining others, and his most important weapon is jealousy. When Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam was boarding one pair of each living thing in his ark in accordance to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He alayhi salam saw an old man and asked, who has permitted you to board this ark? He replied that I have come to spread evil whispers into the hearts of people so that their hearts will remain with me whilst their bodies are with you. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam said, O enemy of Allah, get off from this ark because you are damned. Shaitan said, I destroy people by five tricks. I can inform you of three of them, but would not tell you about the other two. Allah Almighty sent Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam his revelation that say to him, I do not need to know about the three, just tell me about the other two. And to that Satan said, those two tricks have never brought me failure, nor have they ever made me a liar, and I bring people at the verge of destruction due to them. One of them is jealousy, and the other is greed. And it is jealousy which made me accursed and damned in the first place. Dear brothers, we come to know that jealousy is the most successful attack of Shaitan. And through this evil, he makes Muslims commit sins like lying, backbiting, tale-telling, slandering, rejoicing at another's distress, finding faults, hurting Muslims, and many other sins. Therefore, we'll have to make attempts to foil this successful trap of Shaitan. Remember that every one of us has to depart from this world after spending our allocated time. And we have to travel on our journey to the hereafter. During this journey of the hereafter, we will have to go through the critical stages of the grave, the day of resurrection, and the bridge of Sirat. Afterwards, our abode will be either paradise or hell. Earning virtues in this world are the source of improving our stay in the hereafter, whereas committing sins are the causes of destruction in the hereafter. Some good deeds are apparent, but some are hidden. For example, salah is apparent and sincerity is hidden. Similarly, some sins are apparent and some are hidden. For example, murder is an apparent sin and showing off is a hidden sin. In this evil era, people really have the mindset of refraining from sins. And those fortunate ones who try to cure their sins, their attention remain focused on just the apparent sins. The cure for hidden sins is ignored, even though these types of sins are more dangerous than the apparent sins, because one hidden sin can be a source of countless apparent sins. For example, anger is most likely to be followed by malice, and malice is more likely to be followed by murder. Cruelty, backbiting, tale-telling, finding faults, etc. These are all the underlying symptoms of apparent sins. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he writes, the apparent deeds have a particular connection with the hidden attributes. If the inner is bad, then our apparent deeds will also be bad. And if our inner self is free from the flaws such as jealousy, ostentation, arrogance, etc., then our apparent deeds will also be sound and good. Therefore, everyone should pay full attention towards the remedy of hidden sins along with apparent sins so that we can protect our hereafter from destruction. Ala Hazrat Imam Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman has stated on page 624 of Fatawa Radawiya, volume 23, that it is fard for every Muslim to learn about internal sins, muharramati batina, and their remedies, about the hidden sins such as arrogance, ostentation, self-admiration, jealousy, etc. Study the books such as Batini Bimariyon Ki Malumat and Ihya Ulumuddin, Verdict of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and his insight in Fatawa Radawiya, where he discusses the hidden sins, which is a great source for the awareness about hidden diseases, because these diseases are the ones that can eat you up from inside. We need to know their causes and their cures. You can buy the book Batini Bimariyon Ki Malumat from the Maktabatul Madina and make intention to read it from the first page to the last page. Amir Rasul Dawud Barakatum Laaliya has described its importance. Thus he says that this is a good and noteworthy book. Perhaps no one has published this type of a book. You will be surprised when you read it. Read this book 11 times and delight. Yes, this is how important it is to be aware of our inner self. Dear brothers, one may feel jealousy towards anybody, but it is more likely to happen with people with whom you interact with. It may be with someone in the same trade or of the same profession, or with someone who is very close. For example, a trader may feel jealousy towards another trader, another businessman, due to his flourishing business, not towards any doctor, for example. And a doctor may feel jealousy towards another doctor due to his ability to treat patients better, his skills and his success rate. Or, for example, a transporter may feel jealousy towards another transporter due to his success in attracting and drawing more passengers, and not towards any student for that matter. And a student, on the other hand, may feel jealousy towards another student because they happen to be in the same field. Rivalry is likely to happen in the same field. And likewise, like a person who is well-versed in any faculty, he will likely have jealousy towards the person in the same faculty because of the peer pressure. One's spiritual guide may feel jealousy towards another spiritual guide due to the large number of his devotees and followers and his popularity among the public, and so on. And it continues on. And how far are we willing to follow into this rot of jealousy and envy? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us and protect our hearts from these evil acts of our inner self. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our hearts and make the light of Medina shine our hearts bright, inshallah, azza wa jal. Ameen. Bijahin nabijil ameen. Inshallah, we will discuss other topics of discussion as well into the upcoming episodes. So stay tuned with Madani channel. There are so many beautiful programs that are aired live on Madani channel. Try and watch them as well. Madani Muzakara, subhanallah, which is every day in the beautiful month of Ramadan. Do make time and watch the silsila Madani Muzakara, where Amir Sunnat Dawud Barakatuhul Aliya enlightens us regarding all matters related to our beautiful deen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.